One alliance you cannot do without comes from within. In this session, we'll continue our look at the mastermind concept and forging a connection with all the facets of your inner self. You'll hear how Napoleon Hill developed his own inner support group, and how you can do the same thing. But first, a story about how his best-selling book, Think and Grow Rich, came into being.
I said to my publisher, my first publisher in 1928, I am prepared to confer upon you an honor and a benefit second only to that conferred upon me by Andrew Carnegie by allowing you to become the first publisher of my first work. Paraphrasing that, ladies and gentlemen, I am prepared to say to you that every one of you who qualifies and who allies himself with this gigantic worldwide undertaking and carries out the mission in good confidence and in good faith, every single solitary one of you has a much better opportunity at this level to get from life whatever you want than I had when I started with Andrew Carnegie, because all of the groundwork has been done. You know, I have known many wonderful authors in many fields who wore out their shoe leather and their patience trying to get their books or their material across who never made first base. And here, only one time in my whole life, only one time did I feel it necessary to seek out a publisher. And after my first works were published, the publishers beat a path to my door. The books were published in the United States first. Somebody sent a copy of Think and Grow Rich to Mahatma Gandhi in India. He thought so much of it that he wanted to have it widely distributed throughout India because he wanted to break up that caste system in India. But before he did anything about it, he sent an emissary over here to the United States, and they put me under 24-hour-a-day surveillance for 3 months. They wanted to know whether I was a fake, a fraud, or a ghostwriter, or the real McCoy. And they employed the Pinkerton Detective Agency. They took me to bed and they got me up without my knowing it. I remember on one evening I was entertaining a young lady at the famous Stork Club in New York, or maybe infamous Stork Club in the eyes of some. The man who was tailing me couldn't get a table close enough to hear what was going on, so they employed a lip reader 3 tables away, and this lip reader took down every word that was said by my guest and myself. I was glad I was saying the right thing. Later on, one of the men who tailed me during that campaign became a student of mine, and we became intimately acquainted, and he said, "This is just too good to keep," and he brought down the record and showed it to me. He was not supposed to do that. And there was a stack of reports that high, and I read them, and there wasn't a single mistake in the entire report. It was the most marvelous job of reporting I've ever seen in my life. Never seen anything to equal it. Well, Mahatma Gandhi, when that report went back, ordered the books published in India, first Think and Grow Rich, and subsequently every book that I've ever published. They were picked up there by a publisher in Brazil, translated into the Portuguese language and widely distributed throughout Brazil and all other countries where the Portuguese language is spoken predominantly. Went from there to Canada, where the books are published, and then to Australia, and then to Spain, and now to Japan. Contract has been signed and the books are being translated into the Japanese language. I say to you, unless it were true that the power back of this philosophy is a miraculous power, this simply couldn't have happened. I'm quite sure of it. I'm quite sure that I've had some invisible, powerful aid along the way that's kept me alive and kept me going in refining and preparing this great philosophy and in helping to take it to the people.